The following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
And you're welcome. We're back for another Friday. It's Fiesta Friday.
Oh, I got a request. What's it is Fiesta Friday.
It is Fiesta Friday.
Do you know what I want for Fiesta Friday?
What
is that
would
okay?
You like?
I forgot to tell Alex.
Disco.
No, I was thinking of disco.
I like disco.
I watched Moana today, and there's a disco scene in there.
Who?
The movie Moana. It's animated.
Okay.
But it's with Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, that just came out, didn't it?
Yeah, but I got it on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
So I watched it.
Okay.
A lot of singing. I'm not gonna lie, a lot of singing.
Okay.
But there was a scene with the it was like very like David Bowie 79-ish. Fantastic song.
Cool.
I want surf guitar.
Okay.
I want Ms. Relou. I want Los Caballos Locos or whatever they're called.
So you want surf rock?
Surf rock. Surf, yes.
That's good. That's good for Fiesta Friday. That's great. So this is the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz. Hello, everybody. You have survived another week. Congratulations.
Okay.
No, that's
I was
fine.
Playing background
no, please,
music for
please
you.
Please keep doing it. That's fine. We've got a few sports things. We can.
Hey, guess what? The NHL draft's on. I just found out.
I know. I just found out. I was getting ready to leave home. Like I was watching Interstellar because it was on.
Because it's more fun than the draft, the NHL draft, that is.
No one cares about the NHL draft. Although, to be fair, no one really cares about the NHL unless you're like a real hockey.
The NHL for a while there was doing all the best stuff. Like they were having the draft for the to pick the All-Star game teams, mm-hmm. and you know they were doing all sorts of fancy things with, I mean, all sorts of different. It's like woo 3-on-3 and all this kind of stuff, and no one watches stuff.
Well, I mean, it's not in this market and not across the nation. I mean, in certain markets, Detroit, Pittsburgh, Boston, big hockey towns, like there was the original six.
Yep.
Those guys probably still watch hockey.
Montreal,
Canada.
Toronto, Boston, New York, Detroit, and...
Wasn't Pittsburgh?
Oh, I don't know. It could be.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got 5 out of 6, for sure. That's pretty cool.
Maybe in like Saskatoon or something weird.
Yeah, that might have been. Anyway, so no one's really watching hockey. Kind of like no one really watches soccer.
No one watches.
In the United States.
Here. People watch. Listen, you go up to Seattle or Portland, they're watching themselves some soccer.
Well, I mean, they're all
here,
stoned.
Drunk more, yeah. Depressed. Suicidal.
No, Portland is not. I mean, Portland's a beautiful. I talked about this. Portland's a beautiful town. It is not nearly as rainy as Seattle. Not nearly as overcast and rainy. Although today was fantastic. It was overcast. It was nice and cool. Took my dog to the dog park. She didn't almost die. So there's that.
That's always a good thing.
Ran into a couple from Phoenix, and they're like,
"Oh, we love it. We're gonna move here." And like, no.
Well, they're visiting. They for some reason they decided to come up to Colorado on vacation, like family vacation. And they had to take the dog to the dog park. And so they're like, hey, it's really nice here. It's a little cool today, but we'll be okay. I'm like, it's perfect today. They said when we left, it was 120 degrees in Phoenix.
That's what?
120 degrees in Phoenix. Mm. That's people die. Why would you live there? Who decides, hey, I've got the entire world to choose from to live in. I'm going to go live in a desert. Apparently those people.
Well, you can get a lot of house for living in the desert.
Yeah, not worth it. Just not worth it. It's too hot. I'd never leave my apartment.
That's kind of the deal. Like if you have a 6,000 square foot home.
Well, yeah, but you got to go to work.
Work from home.
And I'm going to guess that they do all their road work at night, although it's still pretty hot at night. And old people like don't go anywhere without a portable air conditioner unit.
They don't go anywhere.
Well, they have golf carts. Like, their whole community's down there where you're only allowed to drive golf carts. It's true.
I'll see.
I drove by one.
I don't want to get old, but sometimes I can't wait to get old.
Just so you can drive a golf cart around.
Oh, just so, I mean, everything.
You
I
could do that now. If we got rich, you could move your wife and kids to a gated community where they only allow golf carts. You don't have to be old to do that. You just have to be rich.
Like, oh, Big Fuzz, I'm out of here.
Yeah, you just drive away very slowly.
I'm still mad at you. Still mad at you.
So we've got the Rockies. They're getting ready to play the Los Angeles Dodgers tonight.
Yep.
People are even crazier today than they were yesterday because the Rockies got another beatdown.
Are you still crazy?
They're still crazy.
Don't worry about it.
Well, we'll see.
Don't worry about
it. This is a pretty crucial road trip. We'll see how they respond against the Dodgers. It's a very important. Listen, you're going to tell me this isn't crucial after you came out on opening day and said it was the most important game of the year.
The next one's the most important game of the year. I know I said that. Oh, you mean this one?
No, you said on opening day, this is the most important game of the year.
That opening day was the most important
game. Yes. You said
that. Yeah, I'm sticking out with it. This is not.
But it wasn't.
But we're screwed.
This is a very important series.
Important series. Listen, it's an important series.
And
I don't want you to say crucial. I don't want you. Did I say crucial?
I said crucial.
Oh yeah, I disagree. I mean, this is an important series. Don't get me wrong, but once again, this is a long slog.
Yeah, but
you can still win a marathon if you have to pee at the 15th mile.
I get it. Weird analogy, but yes, I get it. But they're playing.
That analogy's apt.
It's an analogy.
That's apt.
It makes sense.
Yeah,
just
so that's weird.
Weird.
That's like
just
okay.
Weird.
Wow, you can, coming from still, me, that's kind of a shock, huh?
You can still win the race if you stop.
Have to pee at the 15th mile.
I might have used stop for a burger at the
or
15th
poo,
mile,
or you know whatever it is you got to do. But if you got, I mean, all of a sudden there are things that go unplanned where you have to stop, and your momentum gets stopped. It's how you restart.
I would buy that if this wasn't against our direct division foes on the road after one of them just beat us down in a series. I feel bad for the Rockies.
Do you realize that the Rockies still have are winning the series against the Arizona Diamondbacks for the season?
For the season so far, yeah. And we'll see what happens when they go to Arizona in a couple days. If they get swept in that series, then they won't be.
Well, see, here's the thing that you have to understand. Is that you learned about the Dodgers this week, is that they've been sort of shuffling their – they want to take the Rockies down in this game.
They've won 13 out of 14 games.
Yes,
they're on a hot
streak. They're not like, oh, you know, funny Rockies, we're just going to do it. No, they put up – they got Wood today,
mm-hmm.
and they've got they wanted to set up – they wanted them to see Kershaw. I mean, they moved their pitching lineup around for the Rockies.
Well,
that's how serious they're taking this.
And they should be. I mean, this is the first time in the entire history of Major League Baseball, and that's a lot of history. This is the first time in the history of Major League Baseball where you have three teams in the same division with a 600 winning percentage or better, and this late into the season, post Father's Day. And I feel bad for the Rockies because in any other division, they'd be 6, 7, 8 games ahead of everybody. But instead, they are in second place battling for their lives. Now, they're also 8 games up on the wild card, so there's that. They'd have to go to a serious slump to miss the playoffs, but I still contend this is a very crucial weekend or couple of series coming up. This road trip is important, very important, that they at least play 500 ball.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, they can't be getting swept.
Yeah, you can't get swept.
Yeah,
by
this
these
is
guys.
Not a good time to go into like a 7-game losing streak.
Right, and that's all I'm saying. And
by the way, by the NHL, the Avalanche drafted something called Cale Makar
from
no freaking way
Nicaragua.
No, it says Canada.
Well, at least we got a hockey player.
Yes,
Canadian.
Unlike the Venezuelan who forgot his skis and went to the
We'll be back. This is the Darren Coleman Experience.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.